Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. You may be seated. Easter is that time in the church year when you and I celebrate a great historical fact. And that fact is this, that our Lord Jesus took a place that is always associated with death, a tomb, and made it a place of life. Easter is, of course, the day of our Lord's resurrection victory. Easter, the day of days in which you and I sing our alleluias of praise to our Lord, who has conquered death and whose life brings the promise of life eternal. But that's not how Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome received Jesus' resurrection. When they came to anoint Jesus' body at dawn on the first day of the week, they were greeted by an empty tomb. Oh yes, there was that young man on the right-hand side dressed in white in the tomb, but Jesus was not there. And the announcement was made, "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him?" Well, they looked, they saw, but they didn't comprehend. And we dare not fault them, for we too would have been, as the scripture says, trembling and bewildered. They went to the tomb expecting to find what you and I would find, a place of death. But instead, they found an empty tomb, and the empty tomb is a place of life. The empty tomb confirms all that Jesus claimed about himself. For an empty tomb proves that Jesus has come to bring life, and he brings life in all of its fullness. Only 3 days earlier, Christ our Lord took the world's sins on his beaten, bloodied, bruised shoulders while hanging on Calvary's cross. He was laid in a tomb. He was dead, and they buried him. True God of true God, light from light. And he lay for 3 days in death's strong bands, precisely because of our offenses and our sins. One day, we too will enter the grave, but you and I do so knowing that he accomplished his mission of saving the entire world from the sting of death and the eternal punishment that our sin deserves. His righteousness has been given to us as a gift, imputed to us by God's grace. We were buried with him by baptism into his death. And so you and I shall also rise with him, rise again as he did to new and eternal life on the last day. As Christ arose on Easter morning, God was declaring the sins of the world are forgiven, paid in full. And out of suffering and death, God has brought light and immortality to light through the gospel. Because Jesus lives, we shall live also. But our life will still have its times of sadness. We will still undergo pain, have difficulty, heartache. It would be wrong for us Christians to think that we are somehow immune to life's hardships. As long as we are here, on this planet, in this body, living this life, we will have our times of trouble. But our Lord has accomplished his mission, and the tomb is empty. A place of death has been transformed into a place of life. We live in the righteousness that is ours as a free gift because of our Lord's life and resurrection. And we are privileged now to be his witnesses and to reach out in love with that precious gospel, that good news of this great historical fact. The tomb is empty, and a place of death has become a place of life. Those women at the tomb were overwhelmed at what was happening. In grief, in sorrow, they came to a tomb to finish the process of embalming the body of someone whom they loved. At first, those emotions were replaced by alarm, and then trembling and amazement. And after a time, those emotions gave way to joy as they realized that the empty tomb was a place of life, no longer a place of death. And so it is for you and for me, for the empty tomb proclaims Christ's victory for us. For us, in our place, in our stead, vicariously, Christ conquered sin, death, and the power of the devil. He is the first fruits of those that sleep. As Christ has been raised from the dead, so we shall rise. And is this not like our God, to turn what seems to be defeat into victory? God has taken a place of death. He made it a place of life. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.